or tag, something like that. Was there ever a place that you could run to and be safe, not get tagged? What did you call that place?
Home?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess.
Home or home base or something
like that?
Yeah,
I guess so. I don't remember much about this.
Yeah.
Hide and seek or whatever it was.
All right, say if somebody throws me a ball, I'm supposed to
catch it.
Mm-hmm. He threw it to me and I
caught it.
And I have
hopped.
Okay. Say if we're supposed to meet uptown, if I get there first, I might say, well, if I get there before you do, I'll
wait for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say if your father has a hired man who hasn't been doing his job, you might say, well, I hate to do it, but it just looks like I'm going to have to
fire you,
or get
let you go, or get somebody else to mm-hmm. to do the job.
Okay, or I'm going to have to
get rid of you.
Okay. And after you do that, he might come back and say, oh, come on, just give me another
chance.
Right. What about a man who can take things very well? You say he's got a good sense of
humor.
Talking about a person who really doesn't know what's going on, you say, well, he doesn't know what's going on. He just, like he knew it all.
Acts like he knew it all, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about a boy who leaves something valuable out on his desk and when he gets back, it's gone? He might say, okay, who?
Who stole my something.
Sure, okay. What about this, you might say, talking about something? Well, I've forgotten about that, but now I
remember?
Or you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure
had forgotten it.
Or I don't.
I don't remember it.
Okay. If you want to get in touch with somebody, instead of calling them, you might sit down and
write a letter.
Yesterday you
wrote a letter.
And you
written.
If you go to all the trouble of writing them, you expect to get an
answer.
And after you write the letter on the envelope, you do what to it?
You address it.
You might say, I want to write old so-and-so, but I don't know his
address.
Okay. Say if a boy has learned how to whistle through his teeth, you might ask him, well, who knew how to do that?
Who taught you how?
Mm-hmm. Or say if a farmer has been talking about putting a fence up, you might ask him, well, have you got that fence up yet? And he might say, well, no, but I pretty soon.
We'll have pretty soon.
What about a child, what would children call another child who has the habit of telling on other children?
Liar? Tattletale?
Yeah, right.
Tattletale, I think, is more.
In your estimation, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Yeah.
What would it be in general?
I think gossip, I'd go out and tell things that I've heard about someone. I don't know that it's true or not. Tattle is, I feel like it's when someone comes and tells me something that someone's done,
yeah,
wanting to get even with them or something.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Would you ever say an adult tattles?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay. What about if you have some flowers growing outside and you want to brighten up your room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'll go outside and
cut some flowers.
Okay. And these things that a child plays with, you say he has a lot of
toys.
Okay. What about if you had been predicting that a child was going to hurt himself because he was very reckless, and somebody came in and told you that so-and-so's kid fell out of a tree and broke his arm? What might you say? Well,
I've told him not to climb that tree.
Or I just, that was going to happen.
I just knew that would happen. Mm-hmm.
Say, if I have something that you need right now, you might say, me that.
Give me that.
And I would say, but I already it to you.
I have already given it to you. Or I gave it to you.
Okay. What about if you were going somewhere